This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
You know, we come from parts all over the place, and we even come broadcasting live from the local Home Depot parking lot. That's where Joe Farr is. Joe, good to have you here. I know you got to go clean things up, but I appreciate you taking time dialing in as you get tools to clean up the mess you got out there.
I had to roll up the windows because a guy just drove by on a trying out a new zero-turn lawn tractor. So.
Oh, well, that's what happens, you know. But we had a heck of a storm here. I mean, that was nasty. I've never seen the two. We lost a big tree in our front yard, and you lost some limbs, and our next door neighbor's tree got just literally cracked off like someone came through and just snapped like a toothpick at about 4 feet up this big trunk. So crazy weather. And
it was.
But Dallas, man, our daughter lives up there, and then that crane falling and someone getting killed. It's just Texas weather is something else. But let's talk about the markets.
Well, today, I guess not a lot's going on. The JOLTS report came out this morning, and it wasn't too far from what was expected. It didn't have a big effect on the market. As we stand right now, MBS prices are down about 10 basis points so far.
Yep. Yeah, it's looking like it's kind of squiggling right down in that area right now, Joe, but it may be falling. It may have fallen further a little bit since we talked last. So, yeah.
Last week was a good week for stocks, and it wasn't bad for bonds. And so when stocks and bonds move in the same direction, oftentimes that has to do with something that the central banks have done. And in fact, last week, several Fed speakers, including Chairman Powell, made comments that led the market to believe that the Fed is closer to a rate reduction than what was previously thought. And then the jobs report came out on Friday, and it was weaker than expected. Both the current month and prior months were revised lower. So, you know, that added to the thought that the Fed may be more likely to reduce rates in the not too distant future. So that was a big driver for stocks, and it certainly didn't hurt bonds. Jobs report, as I mentioned, was weak. Only 75,000 new jobs were announced, 180 were expected, 75,000 downward revision to prior months was announced, and well, a small reduction in the average annual hourly wage, and so that too's a nice inflation report for the Fed. As was mentioned in Les's deal, the ECB did come forward with a statement that it will keep rates low at least until the middle of 2020. Now, previously they had said they'll keep rates low until the end of 2019. So they have added 6 months more time to that, which is, you know, a slightly beneficial thing for Fed easing policy, not Fed, but central bank easing policies. And then when the stock market really reacted favorably to the conclusion of the tariff issue with Mexico. So now that that's not going to happen, a favorable reaction. So Dave, looking at the week ahead, there's not a lot on the calendar. What we have, a couple inflation reports that will give the market more to think about as far as, you know, what the Fed may or may not do. PPI comes out tomorrow. CPI comes out on Wednesday. And then retail sales is going to come out on Friday. And
Friday.
You might remember April was just an awful retail sales number. And so they're expecting a pretty good one this month. So we'll see how that runs. And, you know, the 19th is the next Fed meeting, so Fed speakers aren't going to be making speeches. The Fed members aren't going to be making speeches this week, so we won't get any of that kind of information to affect the market. So just a couple inflation reports and the retail sales numbers this week.
Interesting. Well, the retail sales, that's going to be a big one. That could be
a big
indicator. That'll be a big one. Appreciate you taking time when you're out having to clean up messes to dial in, and
I appreciate it
so much.
I apologize for not being able to stay out the whole show, but you and Andy can handle this.
Oh, yeah. Andy and I started talking about leadership. It's going to be hard to get a word in edgewise, but we'll miss you, friend, but thank you so much for dialing in. Appreciate it very, very much. You bet.
You've just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank. So good to have them as our newest sponsor. The MBA, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative, the two co-ops in our advertising group, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, and Vidyard.